This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
What up?
Pam's over there.
Hello.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
Megan's behind the camera.
Hi, Megan!
We listen to what people say on Facebook Live. So someone said, why doesn't AJ have his own mic?
Right.
Pam and Phil share a mic, so right. We switched them out. See, we listen to you.
Why is Pam with a shot? Why not AJ?
Yeah. Right. So you can make any suggestion you want, and we will do it during this live Facebook broadcast.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
A lot can happen here. A lot can happen. Any suggestion?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Someone suggested Phil choke Pam with his headphone cord, and look at that.
Look at that.
It's happening.
Instant gratification.
I think that was AJ's suggestion.
I type fast.
It would be.
We got to talk about Martha Wash.
Yes.
But first, one employee of the quarter.
Nice!
Which I'm very excited about. Thank you, whoever was responsible for that.
Means the check cleared.
Employee of the quarter!
Yeah, I won this one other time back in the old days when it was employee of the month.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So it comes with a parking spot.
Nice.
Does that still happen? It comes with a parking spot.
Yeah. Megan parks it all the time.
You're asking the wrong group. I haven't won in a long time.
I've never won.
What's an employee?
You've never won?
Employee of the what? What is that exactly?
Quarter. You never won?
No. No surprise there, huh?
No, I think you should.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen.
Huh.
Maybe we should start a campaign.
Yeah, I'm good. I got a life.
That's okay. Says the guy who comes in here and cleans.
Hey, I get the best space every morning.
That's right. You're the first one here. You don't need a good parking.
No,
space.
Right. No, I don't. No.
None of us really do. That's the funniest part.
Next, right. I'm gonna park in the lobby.
Yeah. No, it was a nice. It was a nice way to go. I feel like that was some kind of a threat.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. It was. It's just nice. I think we were talking about it right before we went on to do a Facebook Live a couple weeks ago. Somebody won, I forgot, and then I said, yeah, I'll never win. I mean, it's supposed to go to people who really do work,
right?
You know?
Right.
I'm like, I'm never going to win that. And it turns out I got it because of all the, you know, the volunteering and that stuff that we do. Everybody here does that, so I'm really proud of the show and what it does for the community.
Could you say I'll never win lottery now?
Yeah, you'll never win lottery.
Thank you.
Never.
Thank you.
It's coming.
Never hit the lotto!
Why not just say
Pam wants to do it.
Here. Do it again.
And right, what's that? Pam's going to do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Do a little.
I'm employee of the quarter. Pam, something that we do on the air all the time
is
we'll play the sound bites and you'll say something and then Phil won't play it. This is the one time you could say something.
Look at
and then
this.
We'll have the sound bite.
This is your moment.
Complete control.
This
for
is your
once.
Moment.
Right.
Yeah. Don't be touching that board and putting that mic down, mister.
She turned into a hillbilly.
Don't be touching that.
Don't be touching that board.
Don't be touching that mic down. Yeah, get your hands on my buttons.
Get your hands on my buttons.
What that was the
How
best.
How did you manage to do that?
Oh, I knew what slider to put up.
Oh, someone on Facebook Live wants to see Pam step dance.
Oh, how do they know about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, hands your side.
No, you gotta put your
hands your side.
Yeah.
Remember they were dancing.
Okay, just pretend curly hair.
The pretty. I prefer not to. Thank you.
Your hands aren't supposed to move.
Oh.
It sounds like. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a horse trying to count that has like a seizure.
It's trying to count, but it had a seizure.
It's true, because I had to move that carpet because I spilled all the coffee.
That's the best.
That's how the whole thing started.
You spilled your coffee!
Thank you.
Let's talk about Martha Wash now.
Oh, God.
She sang the Everybody Dance Now. She sang It's Raining Men.
Right.
We've had her out.
Did she? I still don't know now.
I'm clueless.
But Megan was asking us about, what were you asking? Just yell it out. Oh, horrible.
Oh, it went.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It was fun for the tribe. I think it was fun listening, but it was like pulling teeth for us.
Seriously, big teeth.
It took three breaks to get her to say that she actually recorded one of the songs that she's known for. Three breaks.
Yeah, we had
Not
to break
one.
Her. Yeah.
Not two, but three.
Three breaks. Amazing.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I really feel like she forgot a lot of her
Nothing
life.
Nothing was going on
like,
there.
Like, just gone.
Yeah.
You know that Etch-A-Sketch? Do you remember Etch-A-Sketch? Pam, you remember Etch-A-Sketch?
Yep, Shaky Shaky.
Yeah, Shaky Shaky.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, her brain has a bunch of doodles in it, and someone went like this.
Yep.
And it's just all gone.
Yeah. I think it's too much disco dust back in the day.
Oh, you think so?
Disco dust back in the day, I'm telling you.
Really?
Everybody snort now! Yep. Yep. Devil's dandruff.
Wow. I didn't know what the hell to do. I just wanted to roll her chair right out into the hallway.
And to traffic.
What the fuck?
You would have needed two people for that job.
Pam said that we didn't. Send your message to Pam.
I'm joking.
Are you fat shaming?
No, so I said, we were talking to Scott Haney. He had the same problem, right? And I said, I wish I had a button where I could just eject guests out of the room and into space, and AJ said, you'd need a cannon.
Like the ones using the circus. Boom.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal with that is, but you know, at the end of the day, if you don't want to do an interview, just stay fucking home.
She's more of a performer than an interviewee.
On stage, she lights the place
Dynamite,
up.
Yep.
Behind the mic,
not so much.
TV, radio, not so much.
Yep, exactly.
I want to go to the show just to see what she's like performing. Like,
yeah, I wanted to say, like, I didn't want to diss the show because Ridgefield Playhouse, good friends of ours, but they wanted to ask, like, do you have the words in front of you? Because if you can't remember shit, like, how are you going to do a song?
Right.
But she did It's Raining Men at our prom, and she killed it.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a good way.
This time she brought the rain for the parade.
Yeah. I didn't know what the hell was going on, and Phil had two guys in the studio that was, they were traveling with her, and at first we just kept playing that sound, you know?
Having fun with it.
You're having fun.
Having a great time. Then she walked in.
And Phil, they were asking, like, hey, is an interview going to break out here?
Yeah, well, so we brought her in a break early. So that was what I explained. I'm like, look, you guys were here and almost an hour early. I was like, so we wanted to bring her in since you were sitting out there. So we had always prepared that this break was not going to be Martha in.
Right.
And since she was here, we're just having fun,
just having fun.
Of priming what's about
right.
to come.
Loosening
right.
her
yeah.
up.
I was like, so
our world.
We're going into the next break and yes, there will be an interview. And then when you start asking questions and she's just not answering or blatantly lying, they're looking around at each other and they're looking at me like, What the fuck is going on?
What's going on
I'm
here?
Like, I don't know why you're looking at me.
You brought her.
What is happening?
Yeah, what'd you feed her?
I just love that all of us were texting each other during the interview. Like, I don't know what to do.
Well, we had time.
We had time. AJ was sending some funny shit over to me. Like, everybody run now.
Right?
Shoot. Well, you look bored.
I didn't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, we were all like, what the hell? It's never happened before.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I asked her her name, and that question became a fucking problem.
Seriously.
Oh my God.
Your name.
The easiest question
ever. Your name.
She got like a 65 on that.
Yeah. But that's one of those, I'll have two reels of interviews. I've done a lot of them. One will be, you know, my favorite moments, and then the other will be, wow, this was fucking hard.
Worked really
and
hard.
She'll
for my
be
money
on that
one.
Reel.
Yes.
She's not in the middle, and that's where you either want to be at one end or the other, right?
Yeah, no, she'll be top of that one so far.
Holy shit.
Yep.
All right, anyone making comments or anything we want to address
Any
before
requests?
We leave?
Let's take a look here.
We're going to go on vacation.
Mamsie already wants to know if there's going to be a prom. We were talking about how Martha Wash had performed at one.
We should have her come.
They want the prom to come.
So I ask her, do you remember doing our prom? She says, I'd have to see the building.
I'd have to
like,
see
how many proms
building.
Do you do?
Like, I'd have to see the build. Like, you'd remember the building.
Right.
But not being on stage.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, festive building.
I'd
shut
have
up.
To see yeah, the building.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a building with four walls.
There's a whole bunch of
windows.
People excited to see you.
And it was a sound system in
and
it.
And a mic.
And there were people dressed up.
Exactly.
Mamsie also would like to know what everyone is doing for vacation.
Oh, okay. AJ?
I got to do some car work. I got to do some housework. I want to take the Challenger out for a spin. We go see my buddy Wayne Carini over in Portland at F40 Motorsports. I have to go with my mom, and I'm going to have one last dinner in the house before the house goes up for sale.
Nice.
And I got to get more of my dad's stuff. I'm picking up his bicycle. He had this old Schwinn bicycle. And rolling floor jack that I couldn't fit in my truck the last time.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm getting my dad's tools.
You have dad's jack.
Exactly. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
Phil?
Well, I'll be here.
Oh, you're here.
Yeah, I actually...
But it's like being on vacation because you get to leave right after the show.
Yeah, I feel like I made out here because I was originally going to take that whole week with you guys of the 19th and things got moved around for whatever one reason or another. But I get 2 days back now because I'll be still taking 2 days that week, and I'll just be here all next week running Best Of. But I at like 10, I'm out of the building every day, so it feels like vacation.
That's awesome.
Phil gets 2 days back now.
Nice job, Pam.
No, I'm just hitting it.
Is it even playing?
You just...
Listen to the audio. It's just going to stop.
Yep. All right. No, now we're back.
We're good. We're good. We're good.
See? This is why we don't let Pam do things. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Hit it now.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Okay, ready? I did that on purpose, guys.
By the way, there's now a missile head for North Korea.
We got to send that one. Yeah. That was just a test.
That's where they hit it.
My phone just got a notice there's a tsunami warning. What's going on?
That's no salami warning. It means Pam's lunch is
here.
It
was the Pam of the building right. Pressed the button.
And it, the thing, it's labeled and everything, and I still didn't get it. So I got nervous. That's why I have some stress.
What are you doing on vacation? Are you working?
Reading lessons.
No, I'm not working.
You're doing an event tonight.
I'm doing
today.
An event tonight. Yep, with Adam Broderick in Southbury. I'm getting like a whole spa day.
I can't wait to see the before and after on that.
Oh, the before is going to be this.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
You're going to love it.
The after is going to be a little bit.
Just shiny.
God bless whoever
shinier.
Does your feet.
Oh, they're not giving me that.
They had to run through the car wash.
Smart people.
Which I think
there.
Is very funny.
The brush tickles
clearly
a little bit,
smart people.
Yeah.
We don't have the right chemicals here for that.
No, my toes are good. Okay?
Acid bath.
And that's about it. Oh, I'm doing the Go-Kart 500 with AJ.
Yep, right. Yep, on the Sunday. I'm doing comedy, by the way, on the 17th over in Torrington.
Nice.
With Dave Riley for a Valentine's Day show with Pizzeria out there.
Oh, fun.
Yep.
And I'm going to dog sit my friend's dog.
Oh, that's the best, because it's almost like being a grandparent. You get to hand the dog back at the end.
Exactly.
Have fun, and then here you go.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, I filled up with sugar and everything.
Take
go.
Your fucking dog back.
Yeah. Yay, cheer the button right. I'm doing the robot, apparently.
If only Martha Wash was that fun.
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm taking Jennifer out Saturday night, and then we're going to the Charcoal Chef in Woodbury on Sunday, because that's the Valentine's Day. You get drunk in the afternoon. Day
Charcoal
drunk.
Chef sounds good.
In Woodbury.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's where that
two.
Came from.
Part two.
And then Wednesday night, Valentine's Day night, it's me, Jennifer, young Chaz going to Brookside, one of our favorite places. But I'll be working on the house with a chainsaw, cutting trees.
Chainsaw.
Doing manly stuff.
You should wear a hockey mask.
Husqvarna.
Wear a hockey mask. Be
oh, that's
funny.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
So did you, in fact, buy one?
No, not yet. I'm going to borrow my friend's.
Hockey mask or chainsaw?
My friend has a $600 chainsaw. He's going to loan it to me. He says, if you like it, I'll get you one.
Nice.
Wow.
I'm like, okay.
Those chainsaws work so much better when you turn them on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you sit there all goddamn day. One
AJ
damn
asked me if I wanted to use his. He has an extension
one.
Cord.
Yes. Yes.
It's an electric chain. It's a, you know.
How far does it go? Like, six
however
feet?
Long,
however long the cord is.
Yeah. 50-foot cord, 50 feet. 100-foot cord, 100 feet.
It's like your phone charger. You can only plug it in however far the cord is.
You got to see it carved.
I just can't reach that branch.
You got to see it carved turkey.
Old ladies drive by his house. Pussy!
Right. I'm like, yeah, we're going to be dead soon.
Cut the cord.
Well, thank you all for watching and listening to the show. We're going to take a week off, but we got some really good shit that's going to play all week. Phil's been working really hard on it.
Whole bunch of
thank
shit.
Thank you all for watching.
All right, we'll see you back here Tuesday after whatever.
Tuesday 20th.
President's Day.
220.
President's Day.
220.
Oh, we didn't show Megan yet.
Yes, got to show Megan. And now,
she was so upset.
And now, here's your Megan
oh,
moment.
You like it.
Here's your
you're
Megan
faking,
moment.
You like it.
All right, guys.
She really likes all right. it. That's Pam.
All right, guys.
There see me.
Where are your hands at, guys?
There you go. There's Pam.
Hi. Hi.
Pam's got the salami
that's
alert.
Billy.
Yes.
All right. Salami look?
The salami alert.
We can review.
What is it?
Instead
Chaz
of tsunami.
AJ, thank you very much.
Peace
bye
out.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.